Are you a new hypnotist that's struggling? Are you a hypnotist that's been around a while and struggling? Maybe you are someone that's thinking about coming into the hypnosis profession. Well, I need to give you some advice. First of all, this progressive relaxation induction, it is so 19th century, 20th century. It's a whole new century we're in, but we've still got hypnotists who are using or trying to use a hypnotic induction called the progressive relaxation induction. Please stop. Please stop. It's ruining your practices. In fact, if you to consider yourself a professional hypnotist nowadays in this century, you've got to start using more up-to-date, faster inductions. Let me tell you what's wrong with that progressive relaxation induction. First of all, it's way too slow. You know what? Hypnosis, an induction, is just a way to get someone from the normal state of suggestibility into a heightened state of suggestibility. Faster is better. The time, some people are taking 20 minutes, even longer, just to hypnotize their clients. What's going to happen is you're going to go out of your mind. If every client you spend 20 minutes every session trying to hypnotize them, you're going to go out of your mind. Now, another main problem with it, in addition to being inefficient, is it's ineffective. You see, these people who teach you to use a progressive relaxation fail to teach you how to do overt and covert depth testing. They just teach you read this script page after page after page, and then read this script. And it's like a stop smoking or weight loss script that is so last century. I call people like that script notists. You're not even in this century modern hypnotists or hypnotherapists. Get rid of that progressive relaxation induction. You're going to do so much better. Why? There's better ones out. I'm going to show you where to get them and get them for free at the end of this video. So hang on. Now, another problem with the progressive relaxation induction that is slow and monotone and relaxing is your clients will often go to sleep. And hypnosis is not sleep. For at least 100 years, we've known that hypnosis is not sleep. But the whole idea behind the progressive relaxation is to relax someone into hypnosis as if they were asleep. But guess what? You don't have to be relaxed to be in hypnosis. You just don't have to be. It's a way to go into hypnosis, but it's not the only way. There's better ways. All right. Now, so one, it takes too long. One, it's not effective. Why? Because people can fall asleep before they ever get into hypnosis. Another thing is, it's better at inducing sleep than it is at hypnosis. And the other one is, survey said it does not induce a specific level of hypnosis. It's just read through the script, hope you've got somebody hypnotized. We can do better than that. Now, it doesn't take someone to a specific level of hypnosis. The modern hypnotist and hypnotherapist should have a level of hypnosis in mind in which to best do the work. Usually, for the modern hypnotist, that's some level of somnambulism. The threshold of somnambulism, full somnambulism, or profound somnambulism. Okay, I hope I have your attention. Now, there's better ways to go. And I'm going to give you some free hypnotic inductions. The first one is the five-path induction. That's the number five, path, P-A-T-H, induction.com. You can get it there. On fivepathinduction.com, there's several different versions of it. One's for on-site, where you're seeing the client face to face, and you can use some touching in that. There might be some lifting of the hand and dropping it. You don't have to touch them, but that version is designed for people where you'd be touching people. Now, the second version is an online version so that you can induce the threshold of somnambulism or deeper in just 2 or 3 minutes. That's the way five-path induction works. Somnambulism in 2 or 3 minutes. Now, So there is the face-to-face version, there's the online version, then there's the group version for when you're doing group hypnosis. And then, this is all about effectiveness and efficiency. So once you've hypnotized someone one time with the full five-path induction, there's also another shorter version of it where you can do it in 2 minutes or less. All right. So what's the hurry, Cal? Well, because there's other things you're going to do with your client besides just hypnotize them. For example, you might want to hypnotize them, do some overt convincer testing so that they know that they're hypnotized. People always do better when they realize that they're hypnotized. And then, of course, you may want to do some direct suggestion work or five-pathers, for example. We do a lot of insight work. We have special inductions to create insight, which causes people to be able to change when nothing else will work. Age regression work, parts work, forgiveness work, all that kinds of stuff. And, then you can get permanent, long-lasting results. Okay, so 2 to 3 minutes, not fast enough for you? Go and check out the 8-word induction. That's right. I created this to teach in classes because I needed an instant induction that was really fast that students could memorize right away. And so that 8-word induction. All right. Now, where do you think I put that? 8wordinduction.com. 8wordinduction.com. And it's right there. All right. Anybody can do it once you know it. In fact, there's lots and lots of videos on YouTube of people doing my 8-word induction. So you can do it too. It's a great, very effective induction designed to take somebody into somnambulism in just seconds. All right. Hey, do you think you'd like to come into the profession? Go to BanyanHypnosisCareerTraining.com. Or you're already in the profession and would like to take your practice to the next level, come into this century. All right, go to BanyanHypnosisCareerTraining.com. I'd love to see you in class. Our classes are both simultaneously online and in the classroom, and you practice what you learned every single day in class. Then you join one of the most supportive organizations there is for helping you succeed after class. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan signing off.